Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And it's 2017, and it's time now to start looking at your calendar and thinking about the places that you want to go and planning some of these great vacations. Now, Olivia's sitting in with me today, and we've been talking about where we want to go, what we want to do. Some of them include staying local and just kind of going local and not necessarily traveling all around the world, but being here at home. But, you know, Olivia, do you remember when the quarters came out that were U.S. state quarters, and each state had its own quarter with something about the state on the back of the quarter, or what we may call the tails of the quarter? Do you remember that?
Yeah, and it was a lot of fun to collect them in our 50-state book.
I mean,
it was a race with my siblings to see who could get all 50 quarters first, but it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun, but, you know, I was thinking that, you know, those quarters really do represent something about the state that is special to that state, maybe something historic or maybe something that applies to maybe the geography or the topography or something of the state, or
right,
flowers or trees or birds or something of the state. I mean, it's really kind of fascinating, and what a great way to learn more about the state through the quarters.
Right. I mean, there's definitely a very special reason it was chosen. It represents its state.
Exactly. And, you know, a little bit of trivia about the U.S. state quarters is that it was launched in 1999, and a United States Mint came up with this program called the 50 State Quarters Program, and it was a 10-year initiative where they were going to honor each of the states and really honor our nation, really is what it was doing, to show what makes our nation so great. It's so diverse and great history and so much about it, and let's show it through something that can be shared really all around the world. So if someone's in France or someone's in Italy or someone's in South America and they have that Georgia quarter, they will see that, well, peaches have something to do with Georgia. Now, each of the quarters was produced for about 10 weeks and then never to be produced again. So it's like once they were done, they were done. So there's only a limited number of them. But, you know, a lot of times I see so many of the same quarters and I think, well, okay, I don't know how limited it was, but they were actually limited.
Wow, yeah. I think it ended up being around 40 million quarters. But when you think about how many quarters each of us has and where they go, it is a very limited amount.
Yes, it is. It's a limited amount, and they wanted it to be limited so that it would have that specialness about it. So to accommodate each of the designs, they had to take from the tail on the back of the quarter, the United States of America, quarter dollar, liberty, and in God we trust, what we always see on the quarters on the back of our money. They had to take that off and put it on the front in order to be able to put the symbols of
right,
the state on the back of it. So that was kind of interesting, too, because I would think that there was probably a lot of talk about that, because that's a very important part of our currency,
right,
to have those words on our currency.
Now we're letting the states shine.
Right. Exactly. Well, we're all one nation, so there you go.
There you go.
But, you know, the purpose of it was really to promote knowledge of the individual states, their history, the geography, the rich diversity of really our national heritage. But also, too, there was another side to it, is that parents and teachers and schools really jumped on board, because this was a great way for them to, of course, center classes and lessons around the 50 states using the quarters. So we're thinking, Olivia, because you and I talked about this.
Yes.
That what a great way also to center it around travel.
Exactly. I mean, you know, if you don't know where to go, but you know you want to go somewhere, sometimes the inspiration is right in your pocket or hiding in your couch.
Exactly.
And you just look at a quarter, and that can, you know, start a whole itinerary for mm-hmm. travel.
Exactly. And it should, because when you look at those quarters, because, for instance, like the state of Georgia, our quarter has the peach on it. So, no, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to go and find peach orchards or something like that. But maybe you will have peach cobbler, which is my favorite, by the way.
Yes.
Hint, hint. But there are so many other things that are made from peaches. I mean, there's, you know, peach cider, there's peach jam, there's peach bread, there's all kind of peach things. And right here, talking about going local, right here we have Jay Moore.
Yes.
Which grows a lot of different varieties of peaches. And from those peaches, they make ice cream and they make the peach bread and they make all kinds of things. And Joel's shaking his head over there because I know Joel knows all of the peach things that are up at Jay Moore. So all of these good things you can go and take part in when you are visiting a state.
Right. And there's nothing more authentically Georgian than, you know, picking peaches in Georgia and then using those peaches to make peach cobbler.
Exactly.
So, I mean, one of my favorite snacks to have when I'm in the mountains is hot-boiled peanuts, another Georgian delicacy.
Yes.
With peach soda.
Oh, okay.
It's a great combination of, you know, salt and sweet.
So that's a great way to really capture that Georgia feel.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm really proud of our Georgia quarter as well, because it was one of the first quarters in this program, because Georgia was one of the first states to join the Union. As a matter of fact, it was the fourth state in 1788 to join, January 2nd to be exact. And, you know, when you talk about how can you tie in then the quarters with, you know, travel and things like that, say, for instance, someone is coming to Georgia, then coming to Atlanta, checking out the Atlanta History Museum that has a ton of information about the city, but also maybe going to somewhere like Savannah, because Savannah actually was one of the first settlements for Georgia. Was right down in what is considered Savannah today is where that settlement was, and it was settled by Oglethorpe, by James Edward Oglethorpe, and 14 other original settlers back in 1733. So great history. If you go down to Savannah, you're taking part in just that Georgia history that's represented with the quarters. So what quarter are you thinking about?
Another one that would be really fun is New Jersey's state coin, and that depicts George Washington and James Monroe crossing the Delaware River, and it's captioned Crossroads of the Revolution. And that crossing of the river was the first action in a secret attack against Hessian forces in Trenton, New Jersey, during the American Revolution. And what's great about it is you can visit where they camped and navigated across those waters along the Delaware River. And there's a scenic byway that you can take that goes parallel to the river. Oh, wow. And as you're driving down that, you can check out different museums, different authentic restaurants. A lot of the houses you'll see have maintained the 17th and 18th century architecture. So like we said, it really is just a starting point for a whole trip that you can plan.
Well, you know, I really, really like this idea of using the quarters as that inspiration for things for us to do. Certainly doesn't mean your whole trip is going to be tied up with historical things, because you may want to come into, you know, 2017. But certainly that's a great way to do it. So what I would love to suggest to the listeners is that you all go to our Facebook page, post a picture, or, you know, if you know what is special about your state in terms of the quarter for your state, post something about that. And just let us know how you see a particular state, maybe one that you visited recently,
right,
and how it connects with what is actually on the quarter. So let's get this going. What hashtag should we use for this?
Well, we're very proud of the name that we came up. We're calling it the Quarter Miles Project. So you can use hashtag Quarter Miles. You can just talk about how many quarter miles you've gained, how many states you've visited and have done something corresponding with that quarter. We really want to involve everyone in it.
Well, this is the perfect time to do what, you know, some folks call rep your state. So you can rep your state or rep one that you really like. Or maybe there's a state that you visited recently and you were really inspired some way by it. I mean, that's what happened with me with Wisconsin. I was just recently in Wisconsin. I was just amazed with the beauty of it and how much farming is done there. So please, everyone, definitely join in with us, because Olivia and I, we're really excited about this. And we'll post some pictures as well, too, because I know you can cover Florida, because that's where your family's from. So absolutely, definitely, you all participate in it. Post those pictures on our Facebook page, which is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And hashtag?
Quarter Miles.
Quarter Miles. We love that name. We love it. Now, what else, Olivia? Because what quarter should we cover next time? Because we give them a little heads up.
Right. Well, not only were there 50 state quarters, there were also quarters for Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, Guam, American Samoa, the Virgin Islands, and the Mariana Islands. So once you cross off all 50 states, there's still more to go.
There's still some territories to go there. Now, how many do you have any of the quarters? How many do you have? Do you know? Have you looked?
I think I have the 50 state quarters. I still have that in a book somewhere, which might be worth something someday.
Well, probably so. Right. I'm sure if you go online to try and collect them, that it's not just 25 cents to get one of the quarters. I'm sure there's a little bit more of a fee associated with it. Well, I was checking my quarters, and I have all of them except Puerto Rico and New Jersey. So I'm glad we talked about New Jersey. So now I'm much more inspired to go out and try to find that one.
Well, I've got one in my in my purse, so I can give you one.
Oh, good. That sounds great. Now, we're so glad that you guys joined us today, and we hope that we have inspired you to go check out those U.S. quarters or go local. And certainly, Leslie has us looking at discounts and finding free ways to travel. So we're really excited about that. But now, the show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com or give them a call at 912-223-6515. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks when we come back with more of these state quarters.
Woohoo!
This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN. Bye bye.
Georgia. Georgia. The whole